Sometimes when we're surrounded by all the doom and gloom that seems to be going on, it's easy to let ourselves get dragged down by it all. But every now and then, God opens a window to heaven that shines a fresh light on things. Then it all starts to make sense. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at the ups and downs in your life from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet that I'd love to send you to help you grow and flourish during those difficult times in your life. It's called When Will God Finally Show Up? It's great to be with you today. You know, over this last week and a half, I've been so enjoying getting into God's Word through this Old Testament prophet, Habakkuk. Now, I know it's kind of a weird name, and it's easy to think, what does some stuffy Old Testament prophet have to do with my life today? But as you'll know, if you've been with me over this last few days, Habakkuk cried out to God about the injustice that was going on amongst his people, God's people, the violence, the evil. And old Habakkuk cried out to God, why do you let this go on? And how long? How long, O Lord, how long? Sounds a bit familiar, doesn't it? And yet, as the old Habakkuk has his conversation with God and God explains what's going on, Habakkuk gets a completely different perspective. All of a sudden, he sees what God sees, that none of this wickedness is going to go unpunished, that one day, either the wicked who are oppressing us and hurting us with their injustices today, one day either they will turn from their wickedness and receive God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ, or they will be judged and they will be punished. And this truth is what changes Habakkuk's heart. This fresh new perspective completely, radically changes Habakkuk. The circumstances themselves don't change as we read this Old Testament book. What changes is Habakkuk himself, because he's heard God speak, and what God had to say made sense. See, Habakkuk starts off his conversation with God with these words that we've looked at a few times over the last week and a half. Chapter 1, verse 2, O Lord, how long shall I cry for your help and you will not listen, or cry to you violence and you don't save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me, strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous, therefore judgment comes forth perverted. That's how he starts. But now, look how he finishes. Habakkuk chapter 3, the prayer of the prophet. There's something in this for you and for me. It's written in picture language. The Hebrews of old loved that. Listen to how Habakkuk takes God's words and paints a picture with them. Have a look at the picture that he's painting. I'm starting off here in Habakkuk chapter 3, beginning at verse 2. O Lord, I have heard of your renown, and I stand in awe, O Lord, of your work. In our own time, revive it. In our own time, make it known. In wrath, may you remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. The brightness was like sun. Rays came forth from his hand, where his power lay hidden. Before him went pestilence, and plague followed close behind. He stopped and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The eternal mountains were shattered. Along his ancient pathways, the everlasting hills sank low. I saw the tents of Cushan under affliction. The tent curtains of the land of Midian trembled. Was your wrath against the rivers, O Lord, or your anger against the rivers, or your rage against the sea when you drove your horses, your chariots to victory? You brandished your naked bow. Sated were the arrows at your command. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and writhed. A torrent of water swept by. The deep gave forth its voice. The sun raised high its hands. The moon stood still in its exalted place at the light of your arrows speeding by, at the gleam of your flashing spear. In fury you trod the earth. In anger you trampled the nations. You came forth to save your people, to save your anointed. You crushed the head of the wicked house, laying it bare from the foundation to the roof. You pierced with his own arrows the head of his warriors, who came like a whirlwind to scatter us, gloating as if ready to devour the poor who were in hiding. You trample the sea with your horses churning the mighty waters. Now, how did you go seeing the picture that was being painted here? Like poetry. That's the kind of literary form being used by Habakkuk. Habakkuk looks at the heavens and the earth and the mountains and the sky and the history of Israel, the things that have happened. And all of a sudden, he's looking at them with a fresh set of eyes. He's seeing how God's hand is in everything. He's looking at them afresh and going, wow. Look, all along, God's been in this place and I didn't realize it. I just didn't realize it. And his spirit soars up to meet God. Let's look at just a couple of the verses here. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. O Lord, I have heard of your renown. I stand in awe, O Lord, of your work. In our own time, revive it. In our own time, make it known. In wrath, may you remember mercy. Hang on a minute, Habakkuk is saying to God. I get it now. I've heard. I remember. You're coming. A God of judgment and of mercy. Remember here the context is that God's going to judge his whole nation of Israel, and yet Habakkuk sees God's glory and his purpose in all of that. He remembers the God of old. His glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. The brightness was like the sun. Rays came forth from his hand where his power lay hidden. Before him went pestilence and plague followed close behind. He stopped and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The whole of creation is subject to the power of God. That's what Habakkuk's saying. Everything that happens, everything that goes on, I was looking at it the wrong way. Now I get it. Now I see. Habakkuk gets a completely different perspective. Can I tell you something? This daily radio program, the reason I call it A Different Perspective years ago when we kicked it off, is that that's what I think God wants us to get. Every day we see things through our eyes, just like Habakkuk. And what we see some days is doom and gloom and violence and injustice, and we carry heavy burdens just like Habakkuk. But when we talk with God, he gives us a whole new perspective. All of a sudden, when we see this whole calamitous world through his eyes, his spirit opens our eyes and shines a light into our hearts. And all of a sudden, when there was misery and gloom and questioning on our lips, God replaces that by putting his praise on our lips. Our spirit soars up to meet his spirit. All of a sudden, our spirit within us soars up to meet him because we realize that he is mighty, sovereign, all-powerful, all-loving. He is God. Can I tell you something? Something from my own bittersweet experience. The darker the night is, the brighter his light shines. But because we're human, the bigger our problems are, the bigger the injustices and the pains of this world are, the smaller our God seems. We lose sight of God. We see things from our tiny human vantage point. And with Habakkuk, it's time to discover something. Our King reigns. This mighty God, this wonderful loving God, in our darkest hour, he hasn't forsaken us. This God is still mighty, wonderful, and loving, even in our darkest hour. He's still awesome and powerful. Even more than that, he's right here with us. That's what the Spirit of God spoke to Habakkuk. That's what the Spirit of God is speaking right now to anyone who'll listen. And that's what puts his praise on our lips. Can't argue with that. Is not always easy. And when you're going through one of those difficult times, it can feel as though you're completely on your own. Frankly, it feels as though God's left you on your own with absolutely no idea of when he's going to show up again. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called When Will God Finally Show Up? And it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you, listen to this, grow and flourish during the difficult times in your life. And at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the struggles of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.